producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to a Freedom Friday edition of What's On Your Mind. What the heck is Freedom Friday, you ask? Well, we're going to tell you. It's a listener-inspired regular segment of What's On Your Mind, Fridays. I'm not going to use these words because it sounds like I know more than you do, but a listener said, just educate us on the Constitution. And that would take an expert. We're not beyond tracking down experts for you here on the program, and we will. Today I want to know what part of the Constitution you think is most ignored. In other words, where do we begin on this education on the Constitution? A whole lot of folks out there today celebrating their right to bear arms and to use it to plug a deer. God bless you. Get out there and have some fun in about 3 hours deer hunting while you're having fun, while you're exercising your freedoms that our founding fathers envisioned for you. Be safe, too. Wear lots of orange. I think if, what did we say yesterday, Todd? The
400 square inches.
Yeah, Don, I don't know about you. Could, if somebody said $1,000 quick, show me approximate 400 inches of the... I would be...
I know. That sounded like a lot to me, but then I realized I'm kind of a big guy, so that may not be enough on me, but, you know.
It would look like a postage stamp on you and I, right?
Exactly.
So here's what I would suggest. Go overboard on orange, all right? That's what we're talking about when we say be safe, okay?
Yeah, 400's a minimum. I mean, there's no maximum. Go
for exactly. I'd go head-to-toe orange if I were you. You know, just really live the part. So, but it's a long way of saying we love you, and we want you to return home safely to your loved ones as well, and go out there, make some memories. And I saw a great tweet yesterday from Drew Wrigley, our lieutenant governor, and it was a photo of a missing man formation with some fighter jets. And a note, you know, Drew lost his dad in the last year. And, how many memories are made? How many memories does Drew have today of his dad who's no longer on this earth because of deer hunting? You know, and every other, you know, how many other examples of that from folks far and wide on weekends like this? It's just fantastic. And, of course, that first hunt without dad is tough. So certainly thinking of Drew and his brother and brother-in-law and everybody that'll be out there this weekend as well, their entire family, no doubt about it. That's kind of tough. By the way, if you're headed to Bison football tomorrow, there's a home game at the Fargo Dome, which you'll hear on 550K Fire. But if you can't be there, catch it on the air, and you can, on your way in, tune in 550K Fire and hear our great fun both on AM 1100 The Flag and AM 1100. AM 550 KFYR, a little tailgating fun with our friends at Cloverdale. Going to be out there, so come on by and say hi, and we'll be tailgating. I haven't got the menu
actually, the
yet.
The Bison game is going to be on Fox Sports 710 because we'll have you, Mary, on KFYR at the same time. But
I'm sorry, I should have asked.
That's all right. It's another blowtorch. I mean, it is.
Yeah, they kind of flop back and forth depending on the times of game is where they're going to be, but. If you got a punch for 550 and a punch for 710, you're going to get the Bison game. You're going to get you, Mary, one of them right there.
Right.
And lots of other great sports. So anyway, tailgating tomorrow. And what it is a warm-up for our tailgating with tailgating is probably not the right word, but I guess we could make it tailgating on Wednesday in the K-Fire parking lot. We're in a parking lot. Maybe we should call it a Vet State tailgating event.
Well, why not?
Yeah. It's thank a vet. And bring a vet is what we're trying to get you to do over the lunch hour at the studios of 550 K-Fire on Wednesday. Number one, Todd and I'd love to meet you. And so we'll be right there. Do you think we can actually do the show from the big...
Why not?
But we'll be out there for the lunch for sure. Right? We'll do that. So you'll come on by and meet us 11 to 1, K-Fire Radio Studios, because a lot of folks confuse K-Fire TV, which is downtown, with K-Fire Radio. It's 3500 East Rosser. 3550, or it's just, I always just...
3500.
Just about as far east on roster as you can get.
If you get a call from 3550, that's the collection guys next door. You probably don't want that phone call.
Actually, that should be the address for K-Fire, 3550.
550, yeah, got it.
Yeah.
That is good.
Yeah, so maybe you can swap addresses with them. Figure that out. Anyway, we want to thank our friends from Choice Financial, and now with locations throughout North Dakota, as well as Cloverdale Foods for bringing you this event. The important part of this is, number one, to thank a vet. And number two, by the way, all the vets eat free. Everybody else, free will donation, will benefit the North Dakota Veterans Cemetery lighting campaign. They want to light that hallowed ground up, which I think is a fabulous idea. And some great folks putting that together. They're at the beginning of a very large project, but we're going to do our part to help on Wednesday for Veterans Day. So should be great, okay? Now, here's what I need from our fine listeners today. First of all, speaking of Cloverdale, the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline is raring to go, waiting for your calls at 800-228-0550. You can text Todd at 701-226-8503. Big question of the day, where do we begin with our Freedom Fridays? What focus do you want? We'll find the experts. We'll zone in every Friday on a particular part of the Constitution and contrast it with something that's happening in Congress, you know, in our states, in our towns, that is the exact opposite of what the Founding Fathers wanted, because there's a lot of examples of that. But where to begin? Honestly, I didn't know where to begin. I really didn't. And I, left to my own devices, I probably today, because it is the deer opener, would have started with the unbelievable assault of gun control advocates and unbelievable assault on our right to bear arms that is happening in so many areas. This is probably where I would have gone. And I thought, you know what, I'm just going to leave this to the listeners. I'm going to find out where you're most concerned. What area of life today in America is so very clearly at odds with what the Constitution envisioned? And then we'll start the Freedom Fridays, where we focus on one every single week. Not for the whole show, but we'll get you a good segment, good expert on it, okay? So I want you to answer that question. In the meantime, tell me what is on your mind. I've got a million things to think on my mind. The McKenzie County Sheriff situation deserves some attention. The teachers union response to the bonuses in the governor's office deserves some attention. There is a story that's brewing on higher education we needed to tell you about that I believe reaffirms an idea that I've thrown out there, that we have a crisis in higher education leadership in North Dakota that needs a North Dakota solution. And Rob Porter of the Standing Blog is going to be here about 10:30 today on some reporting he's done recently, and then I want to give him a chance to shoot some holes on an idea I proposed and also get your take as well on that. So we have the Fox Business News debate going down to 8 candidates. I actually think that's okay, and we can talk about that, even though I think Chris Christie's been doing great. But
yeah, as is did. I mean, let's take the people that make it the most, well, I guess I was going to say entertaining, then it's not supposed to be, but I mean, Christie at least, you know, kind of stirred the stick up a little bit, and then put him with the JV. Isn't it time we get that whittled down to about 8 candidates or less?
You know, the process needs to do that, and there's a process in
right.
place, and it's called Iowa and New Hampshire and South Carolina, but I you know, I have an inclination to go to where you're going, Todd, I do, but by the way, different story, different topic. Do you know what the name, does the name Tyshawn Lee mean anything to you? Nine-year-old boy by the name of Tyshawn Lee, lured into an alley and shot to death in Chicago on Monday.
Oh, man.
Have you heard about this anywhere?
Uh-uh. I suppose because it's Chicago and there's just so darn many. I don't know.
Well, but again.
But this stands out, it sounds like.
Why haven't we heard about this, folks? If President Obama had a son, he'd look a little bit like Tyshawn. Have you heard that anywhere before? I mean, the Trayvon Martin case, we heard about over and over and over again because, in this case, a young boy, obviously a little older than this 9-year-old, but a young boy was. Might it be because it's not, you know, white on black crime? It's a gang related thing, and it's in Chicago. The president's home. Look, Every day is a good day when I don't have to even say the president's name on this program. And this is even beyond the president. This is just about where we are at in this country today when a 9-year-old little boy is lured into an alley and shot to death. And by the way, I mean execution style, for crying out loud. They shot him in the front. They shot him in the back many times. Face, targeted. This makes my heart just absolutely sick. And you know what? We're not talking about it. And speaking of freedoms that are being taken away, that are in the Constitution, do you know what the laws are related to gun ownership in the city of Chicago?
Yep.
So we grab guns in an extreme way, and there's still 9-year-olds murdered on the street. And you don't hear about it.
What Where has gun control worked?
Unbelievable.
Where has it worked?
You have a dose of what's on my mind, but I am much more interested in what's on your mind. And by the way, a couple areas that look like it might be a little dicey road-wise. If you got a road report, pass it along. Let's chat today on what's on your mind. 800-228-0550.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming land auctions feature exceptional farmland auctions in McLean, Eddy, Barnes, Grand Forks, Stark, Williams, Walsh, Adams, Burley, Divide, and Nelson counties in North Dakota, and Clay and Norman counties in Minnesota. These Pfeiffer land auctions feature exceptional crop and pasture land. For a complete catalog in each of these auctions, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order 2 bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
My friends at Sunbelt Business Brokers have an invite for you. They're sponsoring a webinar featuring the famous John Warlow, the author of Built to Sell and The Automatic Customer. The webinar is Thursday, November 18th, 9 a.m. It's just $49, and if you use the promo code FLAG50, you get 50% off. Go to MyValueBuilder.com, sign up for this webinar, Built to Sell, November 18th, $49, or with the FLAG50 code, 50% off. Here's the deal. It's time to get back to the reasons you started your business and create a company that's built to sell. During this action-packed presentation, John Warlow, 5-time entrepreneur, author of the best-selling book, Built to Sell, Creating a Business That Can Thrive Without You, will show you how to structure your business, scale up the business, value your firm, drive up the value of your business, and accurately predict the performance of your company in the future so you can sleep well at night. Benchmark your company against the best of the best businesses anywhere. MyValueBuilder.com, promo code FLAG50 for 50% off this webinar, Thursday, November 18th. Don't miss it.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Where to start on the Constitution, I think it would be fairly important to explain why there is a Constitution and the limitations the Constitution puts on government. Thank you.
All right, good suggestions. Appreciate that. I mean, there's really basics, right? Well, I mean, going back to even just I would hope most people know what you're suggesting, but you certainly could, you know, weave a piece of that into everyone we're doing. Freedom Fridays is something we're starting at the suggestion of our listeners. This is a listener-inspired segment from a lot of folks. When we said we want to do something different on Friday, we always have a little fun on Friday, and somebody said, you know, more than fun, I want Constitution 101. Just give it to us in bite-sized pieces, whatever, but, you know, do this. So we're up to the challenge. We want to do it. We just want to know where you think the obvious low-hanging fruit is of an example where the Constitution is not being followed and something happening today. Where do we begin? Let me know. Here's another one that came in that didn't think the Second Amendment was the place to start.
Scott, Todd, the Second Amendment was not put into the Constitution to permit people to hunt. The Second Amendment was put into the Constitution so that people could defend themselves from a tyrannical government such as the one we have today.
Yeah, and I don't know that we said anything different than that, but I think what we were getting at is maybe the place to start, given what I just described as the situation in Chicago or, you know, many other examples. When folks are heading out there with rifles to take out a deer, they have the right to own that rifle. And, yes, obviously, when it was inspired, I think it was as much about, you know, you will be able to defend yourself, and that is your right, as it was to hunt. I get that. But the point is still the same. You own the gun. To do with it, hunt or defend yourself should the need arise, and don't apologize for it. 800-228-0550. We're brought to you today by the North Dakota Oil Can Program. North Dakota Oil Can. Speaking of which, I've got to get to a story at some point today that I saw yesterday from the Federal Register. It was actually a presidential memorandum mitigating impacts on natural resources from development and encouraging related private investment. A breathtaking memorandum for the Secretary of Defense, Interior, Agriculture, EPA Administrator, and National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration that starts, "We all have a moral obligation to the next generation to leave America's natural resources in better condition than when we inherited them." That's how it started. How do you think it ends? Oil's bad. Coal's bad. You know, we want a Buffalo Commons. I kid you not, folks. This is why you need to engage. It is. I mean, these people, you know, there are petroleum products in everything you use every day, from your iPhone to, you know, filling up the car and everything in between. You don't lift a plane in this country without oil. I mean, the things, their worldview is so different than what yours is, it's not even funny. You have to engage. You absolutely have to engage. No doubt about it. Check out the North Dakota Oil Can Facebook page, too. They have a lot of nice things up there this week on the career training program, TrainND, that is working out for a lot of companies. And they also shared a neat column by Jesse Beter talking about newfound hope means we're raising our kids with our classmates. It's really a neat, it's a neat story by Jesse Beter. But that's a great little community as well, North Dakota Oil Can Community on Facebook. Back to the phones here. And by the way, do I say by the way about 150 times a show? Because there's only 2 hours a show, and it's one of those ways of I just got to get in this one more thing. So sorry if I say that too often. We want to put first-time callers to the front of the line today, mostly because of a wonderful letter I received from a woman in Hazen, North Dakota, who sent us a handwritten note to talk about how much she appreciated the way we treated her when she called for the very first time and how nervous she was, which I can't understand for the life of me how anybody would be nervous about calling the show. But if you are, let Manny know. Don't just say, "I'm a first-time caller, a little nervous," and, you know, tell him to be nice. Whatever. You know, first of all, I think we treat everybody nice. We try to. But we love first-time callers. So if you're a first-time caller, let Manny know when you call, and we'll put you right to the front of the line. 800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Jim and Fargo, what's on your mind?
I'd like to have you discuss maybe that option that Levin keeps talking about, having the states get together because you know, Congress and the Senate doesn't seem to be doing its job. You know, the states get together and can stop some of the stuff that this unconstitutional president is doing.
Yeah, some people
talk to her quite frequently.
Yeah, some people immediately go to the Constitution Convention, which then prompts a whole series of, no, you can't do that because of the, but I hear he wrote a whole book about this. And
it's so frustrating because, I mean, you know, they give three distinct branches of government and we can't seem to stop him, and it amazes me.
No, that's
branches.
That's a very good suggestion, because that's a release valve for all of our frustration, right? So you put all the things where you don't believe the Constitution is being followed into what am I going to do about it other than just be frustrated? And Levin has, as you say, a whole book on here's what you do about it. And here could be your call. So that's a good one. We'll add that right to the top of the list there, Jim. Thank you. Steve in the Beardsley, Minnesota, you're next on What's on Your Mind on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline.
Hey, Scott. How are you doing?
Excellent. How are you?
Great. Say, on your constitutional moment here, whatever you want to call it, just little tidbits. If you read the Constitution, just start out, read the Constitution. And another source is the Federalist Papers, what the framers were actually thinking about and why they went into how the Constitution got formed and what they were thinking at the time they were doing it. And then on another subject, this boiler in Chicago that doesn't get talked about. I mean, this is happening all the time with the Obama administration, but I don't have, I have a television in the house, but I don't receive on it. I watch movies or whatever. I don't listen to news that doesn't talk about this. That's the key there, to stress that I listen to your station all the time. And, I mean, I get up in the morning, it's on, and I, on the computer, you know, that's where I get my news. I get a little bit here and there of regular news, but I've changed my news sources. So I hear it all the time, you know, the things that won't be talked about. So anyway, that's my point, I guess.
That's a good idea. The right media sources, it's a good suggestion, Steve, are very important to be able to sift through this and to take your suggestion. Let me start with Article 1, Section 1. All legislative powers herein granted shall be vested in a Congress of the United States, which shall consist of the Senate and House of Representatives. We can start right there. How many times can we point to just in the last number of years where the legislative powers, in other words, the decisions to say this is the law or that's the law, are circumvented by the President of the United States? Right? And that's why, you know, that's why John Boehner, as Speaker of the House, sued the President of the United States for crying out loud, which people forget is really unbelievable. So right there on number one. So good suggestion, Steve. Appreciate the call. Glad you're listening as much as you are. We love it. Michael in Williston is a first-time caller, and he will be on when we get back. Chad from Fargo behind him as What's on Your Mind continues.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute. Now, here's Diana Bedelsbacher.
The North Dakota Soybean Council will be seeking nominations for county and district representatives in Richland, Barnes, Grand Forks, Trail, Eddy, Foster, and Wells counties in early 2016. If you are a soybean farmer and live in one of these counties, you will receive a nomination form in the mail in early January. If you have a passion for the soybean industry, a commitment to serve, and want to be part of a progressive, strategic, and collaborative commodity board, consider nominating yourself or a fellow soybean producer in your county. Service on the council board will enable you to influence how your checkoff dollars are invested, shape the future of our commodity, increase your industry knowledge, and expand your network of key influencers in the soybean industry. For more information about the county and district nomination and election process, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
For the top of the hour, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. God bless you one and all for tuning into the radio, because that doesn't happen without you, and we appreciate it. Spread the word, too. Tell your neighbors. That fellow that called from out there in Hinckley, Minnesota, was he in Hinckley, saying he listens all day, every day. You know, if he tells a neighbor and they tell a neighbor, you know how that works. So we'd love it. And you could also tell them about our friend Joe Ritchie at Heedles in Beulah, North Dakota. You know, they got a little store there, but they sell a lot of parts. And 212 Railroad Avenue, right downtown behind the grocery store, is where you find them. And, you know, they have young kids walking in there every day that might need a little part for something they're working on, helping dad or grandpa, up to retired guys, to, you know, just a lot of folks out there. And, of course, they get some calls in the mines, the power plants, Conoco downtown and Dakota West and Basin and a lot of folks. So they're... just like so many of Heedles operations, they serve the community. They're there to serve the community and the entire region. And Joe's been there coming up on 15 years, started out the big store in Bismarck. And here's another good example, 22 years of age when he started working for Heedles. That's something. Been there 14 years now. That's pretty amazing. We love it. And he's got a rat rod. Does he still have the rat rod? His high school pickup was an 88 rat rod. He turned it into a rat rod. And he had to explain to me what the whole rat rod thing is there, which was kind of fun. I learned a little about that, too. But his first car was a Mazda. But the 88 rat rod is what he was most proud of. So a lot of car guys, they have a lot of fun. Stop and see Joe Ritchie at the Beulah location of Heedles and tell him Scott and Todd sent you. And remember, Heedles has it. North Dakota, Minnesota, Montana, and South Dakota locations. Michael in Williston's a first-time caller. Welcome to the program, Michael. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Well, I'm doing great now. Better that you called. What prompted your call as a first-time caller today?
Well, I was calling about the Constitution stuff you guys were talking about, and I had a question because I've heard Obama and some other politicians at times talk about how the Constitution is a living document. And, you know, it can be changed according to the times. And what my question kind of is what truth is behind that and what is the extent that that can be done?
Yeah, that's a great question. It really is, because I don't know about you, but when I hear that phrase, alarm bells go off. Because I translate it to mean I know better than the Founding Fathers. Yeah, they put some things in place, but they were parameters for us much smarter Harvard, Columbia-educated folks to tell you how it's really supposed to be. That's what I hear when they say what you just said. I don't know about you, but, you know, your question is a good one. What gives them the ability in the chapter and verse of the Constitution to say it's fluid or it's a living, breathing document, right?
Yeah.
That's a good question, because I don't think you're going to find it. I never hear them cite, yeah, Section 4, Article 4 says, you know, it's an interpretation. It's, we believe this is what they intended. And sometimes they'll take some letter that one of them has written. You know, the famous separation of church and state, which they often twist the separation from church and state, which is not accurate, is nowhere in the Constitution. It doesn't exist. One letter by one founding father in response to a question about some, you know what I mean? So they're not slow to try and put their own spin on it, but your suggestion is a very good one. I'll add it to the list, and we'll find us an expert specifically on, you know, the question of how much of this is up for interpretation, how much of this, and when they say that, where do they base it on? It's a good question, Michael. So was this a good experience and everything?
Yes.
You'll call again?
Great. Yes, sir.
All right. Glad to have you, Michael.
Thank you.
You bet. Michael from Williston on the Big Flavor Hotline. So here's what I don't understand. Before the end of the program, Todd, please remind me to read the wonderful letter I got from a listener in Hazen. You may remember she said, I think, to us when she got on, she hadn't told Manny, but she said, I'm a first-time caller, and I'm nervous. And I said, you're nervous? And I forget what she called about, but I offered to send her a copy of my book and Enoch Thorsgaard's book. Because she toughed it out and got through the call, even though she was a little bit nervous. And if she would read them and then send me a little note. So she fulfilled her promise, sent the note, but she said something in there about calling and how, you know, I forget the term. I'll find the note here. I just got it, read it this morning, but I think it came yesterday. That she was, you know, afraid or fearful or something along that line. And I thought, what about two lovable little fuzzballs like you and I? Husband of Carrie in your case, husband of Maria in my case, could possibly cause someone to be fearful calling it.
Nothing to be afraid of. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, no, and maybe it's just a Scandinavian, you know, kind of, I don't have much to add to the conversation, and I, you know, what do I know about that? I don't know. Maybe it's just a modesty, right? Maybe that's what it is. But please know that I've been on the radio since I was 12, and I'm 51 now. So if you do the math, that's a very long time. And I've never had more fun on the radio than I'm having right now, every day, doing this show on these four radio stations, because of the people I get to talk to every day, who, the vast majority of whom, have something to offer that is something that I can learn from, and that other listeners can learn from, and really get a good perspective on any particular issue. It's wonderful. So that's a long way of saying you have something to offer, folks. And please don't hesitate to let your voice be heard and share that. And I would argue maybe a little responsibility to leave the woodpile a little higher. By that I mean share your wisdom, knowledge, and what you've acquired over your years and your thought process, and maybe it inspires somebody else. And you make a difference in that way. So, think about that.
Yeah, besides, we let this guy on all the time. So, I mean, as long as you don't set the bar a whole lot lower than that, not Scott, but the guy singing.
You notice what I said earlier, the vast majority of listeners bring something to the table and have something to
absolutely
offer.
Absolutely.
We don't bat 100 here. We try, but, you know.
It's batting 1,000.
Excuse me, 1,000. Yeah, we don't.
Hopefully, we don't bat 100 either, because we're both fired if that's the case. But there we are.
I'm doing my best Yogi Bear impression. what I meant to say was we don't hit 100% of the mark every day. But we don't bat 1,000 either.
I think your baseball managerial career may be in jeopardy after that one.
Well, the reason I don't think the batting average pertains here, because we, you know, a really good batting average is what, 300, right? I mean, you're really, but we smoke that with the percentage of our callers who bring something to the table. So that's why I say, do we do it 100% of the time? No, because we have some guys that, well, that guy that calls me Henjum, Yeah, I think he messes up last name with Steve Stenson. We got to get him on because he called too earlier this morning.
I'm wondering if that's deliberate or if he just actually does not know what your last name is.
He was mad that we hadn't talked about something. He thinks I hate NDSU and love UND, and he's got it half right. But anyway, we'll go to him a little later. First-time callers, please tell Manny your first-time caller. We'll get you on first and foremost. Chad Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hello there. Jay, I love your show. I got a question for you. Did Kevin Kramer last week on Wednesday, did he get the stats of how many people are paying the Obamacare, where they're getting it free subsidized or getting it free altogether and that? Did he ever come up with those numbers? And second one was... apparently, the FBI director has came to the Obama administration and said that Hillary should be put up on charges, but they're not willing to do it.
Say that one more time. Who said that to who?
The FBI director has came to the DOJ and said, that there is evidence you're pointing towards that she should be indicted. And apparently Obama and his DOJ don't want her indicted. I just can't believe that, Nixon didn't do... not even a third of what she's done, and he had to resign. And this lady wants to be our president of the United States. She's running around like Black Lives Matter down in Colorado, and for that Michael Brown, where the kid actually stole from the store, pushed the clerk, and tried grabbing the gun of the guy. I mean, it's like, geez Louise, man. I mean, it's very frustrating to hear that we have a president we can't impeach, we can't do anything because nobody wants to touch him because of the fact that he's the first black president and the fact that he's in his last term in office, but he's basically destroying the fabric of our country.
Yeah, we are going to have some challenges surviving this guy's presidency in many ways, no doubt about it. I will check on the Congressman Kramer thing because I believe that came up Wednesday in the form of a question. Kevin's pretty good about getting those answers the following week. He is not going to be on Wednesday because he's going to be participating in the ceremony for Veterans Day out at the North Dakota Veterans Cemetery. I don't think we've got the date figured out. It'll be Tuesday or Thursday probably that he'll be on next week, but we'll get the answer there. By the way, he will be coming by the lunch, though, for the vets, K-Fire Studios in Bismarck. Again, 3500 East Rosser between 11 and 1. Bring a vet, thank a vet. Brought to you by Choice Financial and Cloverdale Foods. It's going to be great fun, so come by for that. Appreciate the call. I don't know where you heard the FBI told the DOJ she should be prosecuted and they're not doing it. I imagine that if that's true and that's a leak, it's going to come out at some point. But I'll do a little digging on that, too. Thanks for the call. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. And by the way, Cloverdale's Big Flavor Tours at Leavers in Valley City from 11 to 2. So come on by for lunch today. Free samples of Cloverdale. Great specials, too, at all Leavers locations, like Tangy Summer Sausage, 28-ounce pack for $6.78, or the 1-pound pack of bacon for $4.78. Have you ever had the rough-cut bacon, Todd? That's really good. That's
don't
really
think
good.
I have.
Yeah, that's $2.78 a pound. And then they also have a 3-pound pack of the bacon ends. Oh, baby, I'm telling you.
The bacon...
The bacon ends.
Oh, ends. Okay. Yeah. I said M's. I thought,
ends.
Wow.
E-N-D-S.
Bacon M's. That would be like bacon-flavored M&M's.
Well, that'd be a good idea, too, actually. Yeah. Yeah. In fact, when's Oreo going to do a bacon-flavored Oreo? Yeah.
That's a good point. They've done every other
flavor.
One.
Yeah.
Why not that one?
John and Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Hey, John.
Yes. I was looking through a bunch of older encyclopedias going way, way, way back about... what was that? It was 1922, and it all they all say that the Constitution is a law of the land, and when they write law, they make it to be actually enforced. As regards to the
interesting point, John. Hang on, we'll finish this on the other side of the break. Add to our list of areas to focus on Freedom Fridays on the Constitution. Appreciate it, Steve. On the road after him.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
PetroServe USA is your official Bison tailgating supply headquarters with everything you need for game day. Propane fill, just $10. Bison gear, fresh baked buns, pop, cookies, and medium pizza, $5.99. PetroServe USA is giving away $10,000. Register weekly for your chance to win one of two $500 gift cards and a fully loaded Bison tailgating trailer. Helping America feel
better. Vince from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too, isn't selling spas, but a better way of life.
It truly is, and we stopped selling hot tubs a couple years ago. It is every day made better because we know this. Every single time you get out better than you got in. You're really better physically. You're better emotionally. You're even better relationally with your family and, you know, with cell phones and everything these days. It's hard to get the kids to put that down. Well, guess what? They can't take it into a hot tub. So, and if nothing else, try not smiling in a hot tub. I will bet anybody $100 you can't do it.
And is it true they evaporate stress?
Physically, they do. That's just not a statement thrown out there to get somebody to buy a hot tub. If you ask the Mayo Clinic, they will tell you the number one cause of death on the planet today is physical stress. That's your, I'm going to get technical, that's your autonomic nervous system. So what happens is your body goes into fight or flight. Your cells shut down. Bad stuff is trapped in. And from there, bad stuff happens, like illness, cancer, and everything. Well, here's what hot water does 20 minutes a day. And you need to know this. It brings your body back into its ideal state. Your cells open up, bad stuff out, good stuff in. We also know that in the body there's 60,000 miles of circulatory system, and 101 degree water improves that by 121%. There is not a drug on the planet that can do that for you.
Hurry in to Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too, West Fargo, Bismarck, and Grand Forks too.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Rob Port of the Sanding Blog will be here about 10:30 today on the program. I'm going to have him punch some holes in an idea that I've floated. The Bismarck Tribune has actually offered to publish a piece I wrote for the Sanding Blog and was also in the Grand Forks Herald, but they want me to shorten it. I don't say anything short. Sorry, I have a radio talk show. She just babble. But anyway, one of these days I'll get around to doing that. But I want to talk a little bit about that and a story that Rob has been on this week related to President Dean Brashani saying in his State of the University address recently that he had a vision of NDSU being 18,000 students. And the chancellor, Dr. Mark Hagerot, recently said, Wait a minute here. We need to talk about this because if that means you need this, that, and that, we got to do this first. And it's rather interesting what's going on there, which I think is a good sign. I honestly, I am impressed in the early stages of Dr. Hagerot's tenure as a chancellor. But we're going to talk about that and the idea of just how I believe we have a crisis of leadership in higher education in North Dakota. Not in every area, but in some areas. And how you fix that. I think you fix it with North Dakota character. I really do. And that sounds a little parochial to some, and but we're going to debate that about 10:30 today. So stick around for that. In the meantime, what is on your mind? It's Freedom Friday. Starts the day. We want to know what part of the Constitution you believe is most ignored, so we know which experts to get to come here every Friday and talk about an area of the Constitution that we can all learn together about just how far we've fallen from what the Founding Fathers envisioned for this country. Listener-inspired segment of the program. Really looking forward to that conversation. We are brought to you in part by our friends at the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. There's another example, folks. That's the federal government saying, no, 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 North Dakota, we know better than you how to regulate your air. Are you kidding me? The Clean Power Plan means, at a minimum, your electricity bill skyrockets. What you pay MDU, your rural electric co-op, or, you know, XL Energy, skyrockets. Okay? Which means, by the way, the cost of everything goes up. You want to find out how much more you'll pay and let your member of Congress and other elected leaders know what you feel about this? It's as simple as SecureEnergyFuture.org. I'll let you do that. SecureEnergyFuture.org. Check it out. John and Bismarck, you were finishing on your concerns on the Constitution.
Right. I did some research on that as far as encyclopedias going back as far as I could find them. They have different encyclopedias at different libraries in North Bismarck here. They state that it is the law of the land. And laws, the Supreme Court as well as the others misinterpreted the law. There's no question about that, or they willfully did misinterpret it. And then what
where do you see that tenet you've just described in these encyclopedias going back to the 20s.
You find it in Collier's encyclopedia, the one I got downstairs in the museum.
No, I'm taking your word for it. I believe you, John.
Yeah.
I'm saying where do you think that, what is the worst example where that is being ignored, what you're talking about?
Well, they're ignoring the whole thing because they're creating a law by fiat rather than following what it says. See?
I'm going to put that one down on just laws, just on basic lawmaking is what I'm going to do there. So we add that one to the list. Appreciate the call, John. Steve, on the road, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, I'd say just want to touch a little bit about one of the phrases that got thrown around regarding the Constitution. In fact, I think it was the one that you said sort of made your skin crawl, where it's a living, breathing document with subject to change. I don't know if I'm quoting you exactly, but you talked about that in the previous segment. And I guess what people need to understand about the Constitution is it's sort of like your, to some degree, like your bed. Now, you might change the bedding or the color of the room it's in, but fundamentally the foundation, which is what the Constitution is, it's the foundation of our country. And those founding fathers, they created a document that was supposed to give us a firm place to set our feet when we started making decisions. They never envisioned full-time politicians. They never envisioned people trying to manipulate for the only good of their own party. The creation of our country was based around average everyday people who understood what it took to live, breathe, and function as an average everyday person and create laws that make sense for that.
Very good point. Very, very good point. I mean, I wrote that down, Steve, as Founders 101, right? Because just
right.
Who they were. These were people that were blacksmiths and, you know, farmers and average everyday lawyers and doctors, and they helped write the Constitution, but their idea is Congress will be populated by people that go there for a short time, come back, and you know, they've done their public service, you know, citizen service,
right.
not lifetime career politicians. You're so right, and a lot of what's wrong can be pointed right back there. So
And one other just quick point, if you don't mind.
Sure.
So I know one of your other callers talked about, well, have people read the Constitution or read the Articles of Federation. And for those who don't have time, there used to be a guy named Henry Out Rollins who had a band called the Rollins Band who has a show on the History Channel called 10 Things You Didn't Know About, and then he fills in the blank. Well, he actually just did a show on 10 Things You Don't Know About the Founding Fathers. So for people who don't have the time or inclination to read the Constitution, which I think is a valuable thing to do, but if you don't have time, look for that show on the History Channel, and that'll give you some insight possibly into the thought processes, because our country wasn't created to be a static place. It wanted to be dynamic, and it wanted to have freedoms, but there were concrete things we're supposed to set our feet on.
Great stuff.
The foundation we're eroding.
Great stuff. Thanks a ton. Yeah, appreciate it, Steve. Thank you very much.
Charts and balance sheets. It's about the values and the character that define you as a business leader. That's why Mary is partnering with the International Havard Institute to offer our new MBA in Virtuous Leadership. And because we offer one of the most affordable MBAs in the nation, you'll earn a degree of distinction without going broke. Learn more at umary.edu/virtue and get a free copy of Created for Greatness by Alexander Havard.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercial. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.